Two car bombs exploded today in Bombay, India's financial capital, killing at least 40 people and wounding about 150. No one has claimed responsibility for the blasts, which went off in a crowded market and at the site of the Gateway of India, a famous tourist attraction. Pakistan, which is India's nuclear rival, was quick to condemn the bombings. The violence came on the same day as the release of a long-anticipated archaeological report on a religious site in northern India claimed by both Hindus and Muslims. The site at Ayodhya has been linked to previous bombings. Joining me now from New Delhi is Veer Singh. Good morning.
Good morning.
What more can you tell us about these bombings than what I've just said?
Well, witnesses at the scene describe scenes of complete chaos. There's been shattered glass, car parts and body parts scattered over the scene. Television footage has shown lots of blood-soaked victims being carried to hospitals by citizens, by emergency services, and we're waiting to get a count of how many people finally were killed or injured. In addition to that, there's some reports saying that in the second of the two near simultaneous blasts, a few bystanders were thrown across the wall into the Arabian Sea, so there may even be more people who've been affected by this.
Are there any suspects so far there?
There's no official word on who could have done it, but as has happened before, there's tremendous speculation in the media. Indian officials are being asked over and over again by reporters, is Pakistan responsible? And as you've mentioned, Pakistan, of course, has condemned it as a terrorist attack, significant because Pakistan has often chosen to remain silent. So there were some bombings earlier this year, the last of which in July, Indian authorities blamed on a group that is based in Pakistan, the Lashkar-e-Tayyaba. That was an allegation, and nothing has come of it so far.
What about this archaeological report that's due out on Ayodhya? Is there any reason to think there's a link?
Well, while it's factually correct that this report, which, among other things, says that there are indications that a major structure existed below the debris of a destroyed mosque, that there is evidence pointing to a major structure that predated the mosque, which was pulled down by a Hindu mob about 10 years ago. Now, this event in December 92 triggered nationwide tensions and frequent clashes between Hindus and Muslims. And a series of bombings in Bombay 10 years ago was seen to be a response to these persecution of Muslims. And therefore, there's a lot of speculation that this report, which perhaps goes against the Muslim community, minority Muslim community in India, could have something to do with it. The two events have occurred on the same day. I wouldn't draw too much, I wouldn't really link the two right now.
Veer Singh, thanks very much.
Thank you.